The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing in involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you.
Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccount. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment.
And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Happy New Year! It is 2019 and I can't be more happy about looking at 2018 in the rearview mirror. What a miserable, challenging year it was in the stock market for 2018. Oh, boy, let's just start again. That's the way I couldn't wait. Couldn't wait till the ball dropped and we turned the corner for 2019. You know, it was a year of challenges, of course. Year of challenges, years of success, believe it or not, too, because if you look at how the year of 2018 started, we started with about a 10% run-up in the market. It was huge. It was great. The month of January was fabulous. And then February came. And then we lost 12% in that month. Now, that is not normal to do that, to be that much of a gyrating up and down and up and down. And then we did it again in April. And then all of a sudden, heading towards August, we hit this brand new number that was like the all-time high. And people were excited. And little old ladies were cashing out their CDs and saying, I need to be in the stock market. I need to buy this Netflix thing or this Amazon or this Apple thing. And when that happens, man, you just see it coming. And I talked about it on the radio for a long, long time, saying, guys, we're going to see a 10 or 20% pullback. We have to. Remember, when Donald Trump was elected president back in November of 2017, the stock market was at 18,000. 18,000. Where are we today? 22, 23. Yeah, we were up at 26. But we're not below 18,000. We're still up some 2, 3, 4,000 points from where we were when the president was elected. Now, I'm not suggesting that he has anything to do with the success of what the stock market has done. But I think I'm using it more as a time frame. When people have heard that the market has dropped 10% or dropped 20%, like it has done from its all-time high in August to what we did in December, it doesn't necessarily mean that all is bad. Think about it. Just 18 months ago, a little more than that, I guess we'd be say November of 2017. So it's about 18 months ago. It's crazy. It's November of 2016 when he was elected, not November of 2017. November of 2016. You go back that far and you say 18,000. People were pretty happy with what their portfolios looked like then. So the world is not going, as they excuse the expression, to hell in a handbasket. That is not happening. We are experiencing some volatility because you know what? The market went up too fast. And no one was complaining. I didn't get calls on my phone in June and July and in August saying, wow, Mark, thanks. Thanks for making me so much money this month. No, because if you did, not that that happened, I would have told you it has nothing to do with me and it is not likely sustainable. We talked about it on this radio show. We've been talking about it most of the year, indicating that the market cannot continue to head at this pace. Will it be successful in the future? Absolutely. I have no worries. But I will tell you that there is a greater likelihood of the stock market hitting 30,000, I believe, before it hits 18,000. I don't think it's going in that direction. Now, how long is it going to take to hit 30,000? Could be the end of this year for all I know. But my guess would be, I don't know, 2022, perhaps 2023. And what if all we do in the stock market is earn 5 to 8%, high single-digit numbers? Is that so bad? No, it's not so bad. But what is frustrating, what is challenging to most investors is watching the bounce, watching it go up, watching it go down, listening to the talking heads offer their perspective on what the market is going to do next or why the market did what it did. You know, there's a story in the Boston Globe this past week, an editorial piece that was written that talked about markets and futurists and prognosticators, people that we turn to say, what does so-and-so say about what the future will hold? And it has nothing to do even with the markets, though there are plenty of those that are out there, those chief economic advisors, the chief strategists that offer their 10 successful points or 10 views of what we think the market's going to do for the year. Then you'll also see there'll be people that will guess what climate change will look like, who will win the election, who's going to win the World Series, who's going to win the Super Bowl. You know, what will be the favorite foods, fruits, footwear, and fashion for the year? Everyone's got that thought. And when you look at all of those prognosticators, all of those people that say they are the experts or viewed as the experts, do you know what their batting average is? How successful they are with their picks? Generally, under 50%. That means flip a coin. Flip a coin to say, well, I think the stock market's going to be up this year. And if they're wrong and it's down this year, well, that's a 50-50 chance, right? You, what it basically says is you have as an equal impact on making projections and predictions for what the year will hold by simply flipping a coin as much as these prognosticators have. And it's now research. It's now scientific research. So why should we believe so much of what we read, what we say, what we hear on the radio, what we... And I'm part of it. I'm part of it. Look, I'm on the radio. Of what we say, what you see on TV. You have to make your own independent choices. You need to go with your gut. You need to go with your understanding your situation. The problem is, though, is that many of our decisions are based on emotion and not rational behavior. That's the problem. And when it's time to get serious, and when it comes to your money, this is serious stuff, where will you turn for rational perspectives during some of the most emotional times? And that's what we do here on Dollars and Cents, providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand. So let's start with something that is rather interesting. I think it's rather interesting. In January, in next week, you're all going to get your statements. You're going to get your investment statements. And if it was me, my honest advice to you is don't open it. Now, I know you will do that because you can't imagine not knowing. My advice to you is don't open it. Just take it, throw it in the trash. First of all, if you're one that collects your information about your investment accounts online, you already know what the value of your account is. But if you really want to be depressed and see how much money you lost in the month of December, go for it. But I'm trying to look a little bit more positively towards what's coming, not what's been. If you're one that wants to drown yourself in misery of the past, your statement will be a great tool to make you miserable, because the month of December was amongst the worst we've seen in a very long time. But just because it was the worst month doesn't necessarily mean 2018 was actually the worst year. Put this into perspective. The S&P 500 for all of 2018 was down 6.2%. The Dow was down 5.6%, and the NASDAQ fell 4% for 2018, as reported by CNN Business. Is that bad? I was talking to Marion, and you've heard Marion here on the radio with me before, and I reminded her of the questionnaire that we send out when clients want to work with us, and they say, you know, hey, I'd like to get some information about your firm. I might want to set up an initial consultation with you. We send out our information kit, or we email it out to you, whichever you'd like, mail it, email. And in it is what we call our Friedman Financial Questionnaire. And one of the questions on the questionnaire is, how much would your investment account have to drop before you were truly concerned? And generally, when I went back and, well, I went back to look, but generally I know that most people will say somewhere around 15 to 20%. And what's really interesting is many people that said 15 or 20% was the number were the same people that might have called the office that said, oh my God, is my money disappearing? Is my money running out? The reality is the market, this S&P 500, the Dow, the NASDAQ, were down somewhere between 6 and 4%. That's not bad. That's saying that if you had $100,000, your account dropped somewhere down to $94,000 to $96,000. Now, yes, you lost dollars, money, but from a percentage standpoint, it's not bad. Here's where the problem sits in. Is let's say you now have the more money you have, and this, even a small percentage, that's a lot of money to lose. Let's say you had $500,000 and you lost 5%. That's $25,000 you might have lost. And you think, $25,000, that was more than what I got paid in my first job. And then you look at it from the perspective of what the value of your account was in the beginning of August, where it was at that all-time high. And the market has dropped from August down to where we are today by almost 15 or 20% in some cases. And you think, well, if I had $500,000 and I just lost $100,000, should I be concerned? Well, you have to put everything into perspective. Remember this. Just because when the market goes up and you like the value of your account statement, the number that is printed on that statement, the number that you see on your phone or your tablet or your computer, that price, that value is listed only for people who will have sold that day. That is not your guaranteed price. You have not locked it in and put it aside forever. That is a number. I think oftentimes we forget about what our principal, and I'm using my quotation marks, the principal balance of your account was. What did you start with? Now, for those that started in the past 18 months with investing, yeah, you're seeing a negative start to your investing. But chances are your thought was to invest for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 40 years. This is an 18-month period that has been a little challenging. It's been volatile. Is it going to get better? I know it is. I absolutely believe it is, because there's no reason for it not to get better. And we're going to talk more about that when we get back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Each week, I try to provide listeners with financial advice in a language you can understand. And much of my advice comes from real-life situations that happens in my office, Friedman Financial, each and every day. You see, at Friedman Financial, we help individuals and families create smart strategies for spending money in retirement. Our approach is committed to placing your interests first. And best of all, Friedman Financial is independent, and we're a fee-based financial planning and investment management firm. We're absolutely committed to helping you get your financial house in order. When you're ready to get serious about your financial planning needs, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108, or on the web at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
If I had $1 million.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the North Shore Mall, actually, at 41 Cross Street. You've probably been to Alto Forno, the restaurant on the first floor there. We are on the second floor of that white brick building. And I talk about this every single week. I have the bird's eye view of getting to watch Sears come tumbling down. They've poked some more holes in the building. It will soon be demolished. It will soon be all gone. And where Sears sits, what's going to be there? You want to know? You want to know what's going to be where Sears is going to sit? A parking lot. That's right. It's going to be a parking lot. Not a bad thing, because what they're going to do is, I've talked to Mark Whiting, who's the general manager over at the North Shore Mall. They are continuing the promenade experience that they started all the way over where Bancroft is. And it goes past where Tony C's is and all the others, and it's a little walkway. There's some outside cafes. There's a staging area there. That is going to continue all the way down to where Macy's is. So the whole side of that mall, for the 114 side of the mall, will be a promenade, long walking experience with all sorts of entertainment venues, restaurants, shops, etc. I think it's going to be really nice for the mall, and the visibility will be great because it goes right by Route 114. Now, to the left of where Sears is, which is currently a parking lot, is actually going to be, I think it's called Lifetime Fitness. They're going in there, a big fitness facility, big name place, which I guess they say is expensive to go to from a monthly standpoint. However, the benefits you get are far greater than what you've ever experienced at a health club before. From indoor pools to conference rooms to use for business meetings to a daycare center to all sorts of things. So I think you might like that. And over where Sears Automotive Center is, that will soon be the next Tesla dealership right here in the on the North Shore right here in Peabody. So I get to have that bird's eye view. And also from that bird's eye view, I get to see a lot of cars in that parking lot. And I look at every single one of those cars in the parking lot and I think to myself, man, every single one of those people are having to make financial decisions in their life. Whether they're big ones, small ones, important ones, not so important ones, money for the kids, money for the parents, money for yourself, paying off debt, buying a house, preparing for your retirement, planning for education, having to spend money in retirement, selecting Social Security, picking your 401k options. Every single one of you in one of those cars is having to make a money decision right there and then. And what we try to do here at North Shore 104.9 on our show called Dollars and Cents is to provide you with financial advice in a language you can understand. And with all that's gone on over in the market this past year and how disappointed you're going to be, and I'm telling you, you are going to be disappointed when you open up your statement from the end of the year, your December statement, I would ask you to do a couple things. Number one, please don't cry, because it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Over time, if you are a long-term investor, we don't worry about 1 month, 3 month, even 1 year performance. I got to look at long-term performance. You should worry if you were trying to do this on your own and you don't understand why your accounts fell. That is a reason to worry. But if you've been working with a financial professional, if you've got some basic guidance, if you've done your own do-it-yourself reading and used some guidebooks or whatever to build the proper asset allocation strategy, and you've got a plan in place, you know that it's okay that things will go up and down. I also, though, want you to look at this. I want you to look at your statement. Now, I will tell you this. In the first segment, I just told you, don't open your statement. And I know it's like anything else. When you tell your kids don't jump, they jump anyways because they just want to do it just to tick you off. And so I know you're going to open up your statements just to tick me off. You're going to open up your statements and you're going to look at that number. You go, oh, my God. Can you see how much money I lost this past month? I want you, though, to take a look at two other perspectives. I want you to ask yourself, what was the value of your account 1 year ago? And then I want you to ask yourself, what was the value of your account 3 years ago? Now, if you don't have that information, I believe that's unfortunate. Because how can you truly take a reflection of how you're doing if you don't have from perspective that goes back at least a few years? One of the beauties of what we offer to our clients, and one of the things that we're going to be using as an education piece in the months to come, is we're going to be showing our clients, yeah, that they performed rather poorly in the last quarter from October to the end of the year. We're going to show that 2018 wasn't one of the most favorite years for most people from a performance standpoint, because you know what's rather interesting? It didn't matter where you went. I don't care whether you bought bonds, whether you bought stocks, whether you bought large cap, small cap, value, growth, international, corporate bonds, treasury bonds, doesn't matter. Emerging markets, international securities, doesn't matter. No one really did well. I don't think there's any asset class that performed more than 5% this year. Most groups are miserable. So there was really no safe haven, except if, of course, you can say, well, I could have gone to cash. And cash would have been a great spot for last year. But if you look to say, well, how would have you done over the past 3 years in cash? Well, that would have been pretty miserable now, wouldn't have it? Take a look at how your accounts performed, what the value of your account was 3 years ago, 5 years ago. And then ask yourself, what's it worth today? How does it look? Do you have the ability to do that? Do you have the ability to do that? It's something that we like to try to do with our clients to give you that perspective. We have a report that we put together for our clients that shows 1 year. I actually do year to date performance, but now I got to do 1 year rolling. 1 year rolling performance, 3 year rolling, 5 year rolling. Because I will tell you this, if you were looking at your rolling performance from August to August, depending upon which year you look at it, it could be really good or really bad, or December to December. What's rather interesting, though, is people think when they hear the market is down that they have the potential to, quote, lose all their money. And I think we have to separate those two thoughts. Now, if you've put all of your money in one stock and that stock goes bankrupt, yes, you can lose your money. All of it if it goes bankrupt. But what happens if you have your money in several different investments? What is the likelihood that you're going to lose all my money? That's really hard to do. You'd have to be really good at it to try to figure out a way to lose all your money. If you want to figure out how to lose all your money, put it on black at the roulette table at Foxwoods. Just make it easy. Either double it or lose it all. That's not what you want to do. You're a long-term investor, and your investments have to be part of a larger plan. So one of the things that I use from an education standpoint, I use it in my meetings with clients, is something that talks about the history of long-term returns in the stock market. And I've talked about this in the past. I've talked about this chart that we have. It's called a histogram chart. And what it does is it takes a look at intervals. Imagine at the end of every calendar year, going back to 1926, you could take a look at, say, at what the performance of the S&P 500 was for that year. So pick a year. Let's say 1941. Do you know what the market did in 1941? Well, the histogram chart allows you to identify what each of these years did within 5% intervals. So I want you to imagine drawing out on a piece of paper, put the number 0 in the middle of a line on the piece of paper. And to the right, put little intervals that say 0 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 15, 15 to 20, and so forth and so on. And then on the other side, you do 0 to negative 5, negative 5 to negative 10, negative 10 to negative 15, and so forth and so on. So you have these little intervals. And now you have, imagine you have a bunch of blocks, building blocks, each with a date on them. One says 1941, one says 1939, one says 2011. And what you do is within each of those intervals, start to stack the blocks between the intervals that work, that represent what the return was. And so what's rather interesting is there, I have a report here that goes back 94 years. Do you know of anybody that's been invested in the stock market for 94 years? Probably not. But we go back 94 years. Is that a reasonable reflection of a lot of ups and downs that we've had in the market? We've had two world wars since then. We've had the Great Depression. We've had planes go through the World Trade Center. We've had the oil embargo. We have had assassinations of presidents. All of those things have happened in the past 94 years. So I'm going to just grab a couple numbers. Let's take 1941. What did the market do in 1941? A lousy year in the market. It was down between 10 and 15%. I'll grab another one. 1942, the year right after. How did the market perform then? Between 20 and 25%, not negative. 20 and 25%. What did 1943 do? Oh, that was up between 25 and 30%. What did 1944 do? Hold on, I'm trying to find it on this chart. My eyes aren't great here. Oh, there it is. It was up between 15 and 20%. So wait a second. We had 1941. There was what we would call a lousy year, down 15%, between 10 and 15%. The next 3 years that follow, 1942, up between 20 and 25, 1943 up between 25 and 30, 1944 up between 15 and 20. Where's 1945? Oh, I'm sorry, 1945. Shouldn't have forgotten that one, because that one's up between 35 and 40%. So it had four great years of huge run-ups. Guess what happened in 1946? It was down between negative 5 and negative 10%. Well, come on. We can't be pigs here. We saw big run-ups. So let's try this again. Let me play now with the dates of 2008. This is where we go back to, right? 2007, 2008. So we can look at all these dates and we can start to imagine what's happened. So I want you to try to think about what will happen when I tell you about this run-up between 2007 and 2018. Where do you think the market will end up in 2019? I'm going to share that perspective with you and more when we get back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Go on, take the money and run.
Hi, it's Bill Haney, owner of the North Shore Music Theater. 2019 will be my 10th season producing shows, and what a great season we have planned.
The season opens with a high-stepping, beloved classic musical, Oklahoma. Next up, it's Disney's new musical version of the hysterical movie, Freaky Friday. Then join us for the hottest ticket of the summer, Jersey Boys. The 2019 season continues with Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical masterpiece, Sunset Boulevard. The season will close with the area's premiere of The Bodyguard, featuring more than 15 hit songs made famous by Whitney Houston. You won't want to miss a single show in 2019.
I got a funny feeling when she walked in.
Join us for a show. Visit nsmt.org.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Each week, I try to provide listeners with financial advice in a language you can understand. And much of my advice comes from real-life situations that happens in my office, Friedman Financial, each and every day. You see, at Friedman Financial, we help individuals and families create smart strategies for spending money in retirement. Our approach is committed to placing your interests first. And best of all, Friedman Financial is independent, and we're a fee-based financial planning and investment management firm. We're absolutely committed to helping you get your financial house in order. When you're ready to get serious about your financial planning needs, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108, or on the web at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
I don't have
one thing on my mind, one thing on my mind.
I do it for the home.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, and I want to wish you and your family the happiest of a new year. Hope you got all you wanted out of 2018, and I'm sure there are parts of 18 that you would like to say goodbye to. I know I would, especially with the way the markets performed. But, you know, a lot of great things happened in 2018 as well. Red Sox, of course, won the World Series. That didn't stink. That was pretty good. Patriots made it to the Super Bowl, though they did not pull it out in the Super Bowl. Celtics had a really exciting season. And I mean, I'm a big sports guy. I frankly have no idea what the Bruins did because I just don't follow them. Not my thing. Don't care much about that. I know that a couple other great things that happened for me in 2018. We moved into a new house. I now have a pool in my backyard. I wish I could open the pool tomorrow. I really, really, really miss my pool. But love the new house. Love that we were able to buy our new house from our best friends. And it was just a great experience to be able to move into what I always viewed as my dream house. And my best friend was able to move into Boston, where he has a business there and has a condo right there in the Seaport area. And he's thrilled with being able to sell his house to us. It worked out great. We had a great year at our office. We met so many new clients. Man, did we see a lot of people from this radio show. A lot of people called us. A lot of people scheduled appointments. A lot of people came in. It was really a record year. And with that has breeded a lot of excitement at Friedman Financial, despite the fact that last year in the market was rather lousy. And, you know, of course, as we head into the first quarter, we know those numbers aren't going to be too exciting. But we did really settle into our new office, and we found that we've got a lot of space. And so I haven't really formulated what this is all going to look like, but I will tell you this. If you are listening to this show and you know of somebody who works in the financial services community as both an administrative person, a support person for a financial services professional, or a financial services professional who has a CFP designation, we will be hiring people this year at Friedman Financial. We have space, we are hiring, and I want to meet you. If you listen to the way we talk about financial planning, you listen to the way we run our business, and I really believe we are truly authentic because we do it the right way. We've been doing it for 50 years. If you know of somebody that's a little frustrated in their current role as a financial planner, if they want to find a place where they want to have some camaraderie, become part of something larger, and let me tell you, our business is growing and we need people to help us get larger. Perhaps they want to have a voice here on the radio show one day and join me as a guest here on this show. Or perhaps they've been a support person for a financial services professional and they're just looking for a change. They want to work with a company that has a great vision on the future and a great vision on the future for their clients. We are hiring. My phone number is 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. You all know my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. At some point during the next month or so, we will have our job postings up on the website. But if you want to inquire now, hey, the early bird gets the worm here. And we'd love to talk with you, or at least just sit down, have a cup of coffee, and learn more about what it is that you're trying to accomplish. But when I last left you, I was trying to give you some perspective on why you should not fear negative returns in the stock market. We grabbed a year like 1941, which was just in the midst of World War II. World War II, 1941, the market ended up down, the stock market, the S&P 500, ended up down somewhere between 10 and 15%. The next 5 years that followed saw tremendous performance. Each year performing somewhere between 5 and 30%. And I rambled off each of those years and what each of those intervals were. And then again, then we hit back to 1940. I'm trying to find the number here. 1940. Come on, Mark. We went 1941. I got to find my glasses again. Got to find my glasses here. 1945. 1940. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm kind of stalling here right now. As 1946. In 1946, the market was down between negative 5 and negative 10%. I think that was the end of World War II. But all of that run-up, and you had to give back about 10%. We've had a great run-up over the past 10 years. Let me walk you through what's happened over the past 10 years in the stock market and think to yourself, wow, was it not time for at least a reasonable pullback in 2018? Let's go back to 2008. 2008, the market was down. You all remember that year. Down between 35 and 40%. Now, why was the market down that much in 2008? A lot of it had to do with the fact that we were losing faith in our banking system. People had lent out way too much money. People were foreclosing on their homes. Unemployment was at the highest rate ever. People wondered if the bank would still be able to hold on to their money and maybe run out. People worried if they'd run out of it. Remember, FDIC had to raise their minimums from $100,000 to $250,000 just to build confidence in the consumer to say that they would not lose their money. And then came 2009, and this is what's kind of interesting. 2009 is the year that most people think about, oh my God, that was a horrible year, because 2009, March of 2009, was when that market hit its bottom. Somewhere around 6,000 on the Dow. 6,000. Hold on. 6,000, and today it's around 22,000. Now I remember people saying in March, saying, Mark, I don't know if I'll ever see the market hit its all-time high of where it was before it hit its bottom part in 2009. And the market had hit, I think it was almost 14,000 that it hit for a number. And then it dropped to six. To six. Would it ever come back? In my lifetime, will I ever see a day when the market returns to where it was? Oy! you not only start return, you start return fast. Because after 2008, a year down 35 to 40%, 2009, what was the return in 2009? Up 25 to 30%. Despite being down January, February to March. What happened in 2010? Oh, that was only up between 15 and 20%. Now, we're talking about the S&P 500, an unmanaged index of a collection of stocks. And, of course, past performance is not any guarantee of any future results. I'm just telling you what happened. In 2011, after that run-up of 2010, 2011, we were up 0 to 5%. Still single digits, still positive. 2012, where did we end up there? 2012, I'm trying to find it on my chart here. 2012, up between 15 and 20%. 2013, up between 30 and 35%. 2014, up between 10 and 15%. 2015, where are you? 2000, up between 0 and 5%. 2016, up, where are you? 2016, I know you're there. And oh, there you are. Between 10 and 15%. 2017, up between 20 and 25%. And 2018, down. Between 5 and 10%. Are you, should you be worried? We got to have a few down periods. We got to have them. That is only normal. But what will happen in 2019, 2020, 2021, 2030, 2040? I don't know, but I will tell you this. That as I look back on the 94 years that the S&P 500 has been recorded through this report that I have from Oppenheimer Funds, 69 of the 94 years the market was up, 25 of those years the market was down. And during those 25 years that it was down, there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I take that up. There were 19 of those 25 years where the market was down less than 15%. There were 3 years, only 3 years in the past 94, where the market was down between 35 and 45%. And two of those years were part of what's called the Great Depression. The third year, of course, was 2008. Folks, the world that we live in today is actually in really good shape, despite what some of our politicians will suggest. If you want a job, you can have one. If you want to go out to eat, you can buy it. If you want to be able to finance a vehicle, purchase a home, you can do it. If you want to vote, you can. If you want to travel, you can, easier than ever before. If you want to buy stuff over the internet without having to get your butt up off the couch and have it delivered to your house, you can. There's all sorts of social problems that people talk about. And those exist because that's part of a normal part of change. But they're not having an impact on the economic environment of this country. When we start to listen about what's really going bad, or what's where really the problems exist, those problems exist in a few areas. Number one, the threat of taxes and tariffs from other countries. I want you to imagine this. Imagine that if everything that we bought that we imported from China or some foreign country now cost us 25% more. How would you react? Well, I think that would be pretty darn scary if everything that we bought that came from outside of the United States cost 25% more. Because number one, the fact that you got a raise this year, or the minimum wage is going up and it's going to continue to go up here in Massachusetts for the next few years. The fact that people got bonuses, chances are your bonus didn't go up 25%. Your raise didn't go up 25%. So if the threat of a 25% increase in everything that you buy from overseas is there, that's going to kind of spook a few people, don't you think? That's going to make you kind of nervous. Now, if you really think that's going to happen, I would say that you join the cluster of people that got ready for Y2K and built a bomb shelter and hid in the ground thinking that the lights weren't going to change at midnight. There is no way that's going to happen. Unfortunately, the way in which it gets presented and the rhetoric that comes from some of the political posturing of what a tariff will mean to us makes it really scary. Some, though, will look at it as, Well, that's just all part of a negotiation tool. I don't know what the answer is going to be. I know it's not going to be 25%. If it's 5%, is that big a big deal? No. And it may be nothing. And it may be something just on a few items. I don't view that as a long-term economic impacting item that would cause the stock market to fall apart. Though it does make it scary and does make it volatile and does make it wobbly when we don't know the answers. But there's more. There's more reasons why the stock market is wobbly. There's more reasons why it's shaky. And a lot of it has to do with what we hear, what we listen to, who we surround ourselves with. And I want to share with you some of those other reasons why the market will remain volatile for the short term, but why in the long term, if you stay invested, if you build your plan, if you structure it properly and be willing to have open and honest conversations about money, you will profit like you've never profited before. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we got lots more to share. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
What if you could blend the classic strategies of investing with a contemporary approach to financial planning? That's what Friedman Financial can do for you. Wherever you are along your financial journey, Friedman Financial has the skills, technology, and expertise to help you make smart financial decisions. Their team of certified financial planners will deliver an independent, objective, personalized plan for you. Let's make 2018 the year you get serious about your financial plan. Friedman Financial, financial advice in a language you can understand.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Money.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Happy New Year, first show of the year of 2018, and you're stuck with me for another year because I just signed another contract here at North Shore 104.9, so I will be here 52 more weeks, of which I try to make as many of them as current and relevant as possible. I do go on vacation periodically. You get a best of show once or twice, but usually 50 of the 52 weeks, you can count on my voice being here as a relevant story for the week that was or the week that is with Dollars and Cents, where we provide you with financial advice in a language you can understand. For those of you, though, that are thinking about setting your New Year's resolution and you said to yourself, you know what, this is the year I'm going to get my financial house in order. Well, you are in luck because I would love to meet with you. I can be that solution. Our office can be at least that source to come talk to. We might find after we meet that, you know what, we're not a good fit for you. But I will tell you this, if that becomes the case, I will happily refer you to somebody else who might be able to help you out. This is the year where a lot of people are going to be thinking, you know, my portfolio didn't do what I expected it to do. And I really don't feel like I got the communication from my financial advisor, from the robo-advisor I use, from the do-it-yourselfing things that I use. I didn't get the information I needed. I felt alone. I felt like I didn't have anybody to talk to. I felt like I couldn't ask questions without being, without getting condescending answers. At Friedman Financial, we're about giving you advice in a language you can understand. It's the reason why we've been doing it for 50 years. And provided financial planning and investment advice to individuals and families who live on the North Shore and the Merrimack Valley. If now is the time for you to get serious, if now is the time for you to set up a second opinion appointment, if now is the time to bring the family together or bring you and your spouse together to say, you know what, we got to get this thing straightened out because retirement is here or retirement is around the corner and we have to figure out, oh my goodness, how are we going to take money from our investments when the paycheck stops? We know how to do that at Friedman Financial, and we do it well. We've been doing it for 50 years, and we do it not by just understanding what your investment account looks like, but by understanding what everything in your financial life looks like. I'm going to incorporate in the value of your home, the mortgage that you carry, the money in your 401k, the money at the bank, annuities, insurance policies, brokerage accounts, stocks that you own, stock options that you might have, 529 plans that you put aside for the kids. Perhaps you got to help out mom and dad with some health care expenses. Whatever it is, it's all part of the big picture of what we do. We are not just a one-trick pony where we just look at saying, oh, hey, we can help you get a better return on your investment. For someone that tells you that they can help you get a better return on your investment, that is a scary proposition, because nobody can make that promise, certainly in the short term, and nobody can truly place your interests first and deliver that without knowing where everything is in your financial life and knowing what everything is worth. At Friedman Financial, we do that. And we offer a free initial consultation to anybody on the North Shore of the Merrimack Valley who'd like to come to our office during regular business hours. No, we don't do weekends. No, we don't do evenings. But we will meet with you during regular business hours. Give our office a call, 978-531-8108. You know, many people, they sit there on the fence. And I get emails from folks that say, Mark, I've been listening to your show every week for the past year and a half. And I've come so close to just pulling the trigger and saying, you know what, I want to get some information. I want to give you a call. I'm telling you, this may be, we get very few opportunities. We're buying opportunities within the markets are very attractive. But we don't buy until we know what we need to buy, until we know where your situation lies, until we know what expenses are coming up in your life, till we know what risks and challenges and successes and opportunities are that are in front of you. But if you've been thinking about saying, I need to make a change, I need a second opinion, or my goodness, I have a great opportunity to be able to enter this market, I'm telling you, you may not see this opportunity for another 5 or 10 years. This is going to be great. If you'd like to give our office a call, please do so. 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. If you want to learn more about the office, go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. And hey, we got a new tab on our website that we launched last month that a lot of people really like. No, not tab like the drink, just a tab on the website. Just a little, looks like a little file folder or whatever. It says new client information. One of the things that we take great pride on is our transparency. I want you to know what you're going to expect when you come in for a free initial consultation in our office. I want you to know how Marion and I manage portfolios, how we deliver financial planning to you, and I want you to know what it's going to cost. All of those things are on those tabs. So there is no secrets. There's no hidden agenda here. You know right up front, here's what it's going to be like. You deserve that. It's your money. You deserve that, and I want you to have that access. So go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. And also, if you'd like, and there's more than 7,500 subscribers now, sign up for my free newsletter. We just hit our 520th, that's right, 520th, 10 years, consecutive issue of Planning Pointers. It's written by us. It goes out to your inbox every Friday morning at 10:30. The only time it does not go on Friday at 10:30 is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, when it goes Wednesday at 10:30. We try to take that Friday off. But if you want to sign up for the free newsletter, go to any page on my website. At the bottom, it says sign up for Planning Pointers. Put in your name, put in your email address. If you want to write me a question, you want to send me a note, you want to tell me you can't stand listening to me on the radio, or you love what I have to say on the radio, or anything in between, please go ahead and do that. You're not going to get solicited. You're not going to get a phone call that's going to say, oh, hey, I see you signed up for a newsletter. Would you like to come in for a free initial consultation? No, I'm not going to do that. You do it on your terms. Financial planning is when you're ready, not when I say you're ready. You got to do it when the time is right. Hey, when we last left you in the third segment, I was talking about other reasons why you should be excited about what the market, what your portfolio, what investments will have in store for the months and years to come. I think the upside potential is tremendous. The reason why we had some of those depressing years, like in 2008, when your account dropped 35%, was because the banks were practically going out of business. In 1931, and 1937, periods of time of the Great Depression and World War I. Those were periods of time to be upset. Folks, we are in some of the most profitable economic times in our life. Things are going great. The media won't let you believe that, and a lot of the political posturing would have you suggest otherwise. I mean, frankly, and I will tell you, I mean, I think it's interesting. I don't know why Elizabeth Warren would want to run for president if she thinks this country is in such terrible straits. Why would you want to go into that kind of a situation? But hey, if she wants to do that, go for it. All the power to her. Let her run. Let her share her voice. That's fine. But we are not in that bad of shape. We're actually in pretty good shape. Probably the best shape we've been in financially and economically in decades. And I'm not saying it's because of our president. It's not. It's because businesses have taken advantage of the systems that exist to make our economy more successful. Now, if you don't like the fact that CEOs are making the money that they're making and corporate entities are making the dollars that they are, well, here's one way to take a stand. And protesting isn't the solution. You got to talk with your pocketbook. You know what you have to do, but you're not going to do it because you know it's not the right thing to do. The way to stop corporations from making so much money is to stop participating in your 401k plan. Because every time you put money in your 401k, every time you buy a stock, every time you buy a mutual fund, you're basically endorsing the financial institutions. You're endorsing the corporate entities that are out there. Because you do know that they actually have their shareholders' interest to put first. And you, as an investor in the 401k plans, are a shareholder. And they want to make money for you. Now, I will tell you this. There is a new type of investment. It actually isn't that new. It's been around for a long time, but you're going to hear a lot about it this year. The expression is called ESG. It used to be called socially conscious investing. And I think this is going to be a trend that will be long trending, especially for the young, affluent investor. ESG stands for Environmentally Social Governance. So think about this. We see all of these recycling programs that are out there, all of these solar energy programs that are out there, all of these ways in which we can recycle bags and bottle and energy and corn and fuels and all sorts of things. We all know the potential. Take a look at Tesla. Tesla's not buying gasoline. Tesla's running on electricity and solar and all these other kinds of powers. Investing in that area is a very popular trend. But so too is the trend of investing in marijuana stocks. That's a trend too. Is it a long-lasting trend? Is it a trend that is it scalable? Those are trends. The young affluent investor is willing to focus on particular segments of the market and do that. The 65-year-old or the 75-year-old or the 85-year-old is not looking to find the next and newest trend where they can invest money for the next 20 years. I'll tell you another place where I would look a lot towards, if you wanted to say, I want to make a 10-year investment. How about emerging markets? How about investing in India, in Brazil, in Russia, in China? You might not like what they say in the media about these countries, about who they are and what they're trying to accomplish. But I will tell you, these countries are going to get richer and richer and richer at a greater exponential growth rate than what we can do in the United States. Think about Apple. Well, think about any of the major technology companies that have really positioned themselves well. Can they continue to grow at the same exponential rate? Probably not. But there's a lot of things to be excited about. Folks, I'm up against the clock. I got to get out of here, but I want you to feel good about what the future holds, because I know that when you open up your statement next week, you're going to feel a pit in your stomach. And if you have the ability to do so, I would encourage you not to open it. Wait till that January statement comes around. Your 1099 is not going to be in your December statement. Your 1099 might come separate in January, and it might even come in February. Let's give this thing some time. Let's remember we invested for the long term. We didn't invest on a month-to-month-to-month-to-quarter-to-quarter basis. You bought investments because you thought they'd do well over a 5-year, 10-year, 15, and even 50-year period of time. And they will. You just have to have the patience. You need to have the fortitude, and you need to have the rational behavior to understand that your investments weave themselves into an overall financial plan. And if you don't know how to do that, I can help. I'm here to do it each and every Sunday. It's called Dollars and Cents, where we provide financial advice in a language you can understand. And that's going to do it for this Sunday. I'll be back again next Sunday from 8 to 9 with more Dollars and Cents and financial advice in a language you can understand. Have a great day.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Each week, I try to provide listeners with financial advice in a language you can understand. And much of my advice comes from real-life situations that happens in my office, Friedman Financial, each and every day. You see, at Friedman Financial, we help individuals and families create smart strategies for spending money in retirement. Our approach is committed to placing your interests first. And best of all, Friedman Financial is independent, and we're a fee-based financial planning and investment management firm. We're absolutely committed to helping you get your financial house in order. When you're ready to get serious about your financial planning needs, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108, or on the web at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.